And for most guys, they say it does not get any better than being a dad. However, it can be a tough and trying time. So all of the dads that I've got in my life tell me. They talk to us about a new feature that can help out dads in a whole way of ways. It's a new thing called SMS for Dads. And from the University of Newcastle's Family Action Centre is the Associate Press Professor Richard Fletcher. Good morning, Richard. SMS for Dads. In a broad sense, can you tell us some of the services that will help out our fathers?
It's messages that you get on your phone during the pregnancy and after the birth, up to 12 months. The messages come three times a week, and they're only 160 characters. They're just an ordinary SMS message, but they have little bits of information and suggestions for that are key to how your baby's developing. So the messages, you don't have to do anything. You can just ignore them. A lot of dads tell us that they get them at work, and it connects them to what's happening at home because they're at work, and the mum and the bub, or the pregnant mum, their partner, is at home. They say that the messages help them think about what they're going to do when they get there. So one of them says, for example, tell her she's doing a great job now, meaning your partner. And so one dad said when he went home, he said that, and she looked at him and said, "That's not you talking, it's that program." And he said they had a bit of a laugh about it, but he said, "Well, it's true. I do think she's doing a great job, but I probably wouldn't have said it without that little prompt."
He thought he was going in with some gold, Richard, and it turns out that the partner was able to read him back to front. But
yeah.
With that being said, though, there is, when we think of parenthood, there is a lot of stuff out there for mums, but dads, I think, can seem to get left behind in that discussion a little bit. What are some of the other main features of the app, some of the SMS service, rather, that you'd really like to
bring out? Well, a lot of the messages are from babies. So that the message comes from the baby, obviously, not literally from the baby. But one of them says, for example, says, "Dad, in my first year, I'm going to triple my weight. Don't let this happen to you." So the baby's talking to the dad. And that's a message. Another message says, "When you look into my eyes, I know that you're really thinking about me." And one dad told us he left his phone on the bench. And that message arrived while his wife was walking past, and the phone lights up. She picks up her husband's phone, and it says, "When you look into my eyes, I know that you're thinking about me." So he had a bit of fast explaining to do about why he's getting that sort of message on his phone.
I imagine he would if she didn't know that he had signed up for the service. It could be, she might, you know what she probably thought, Richard, that he had someone else on the phone, and he just, instead of saving it as a person's name, it was saved as SMS for Dads. But
yeah.
Not that I would know anything about that sort of thing.
Not that you would do that sort of thing, no.
Never. Look, where did the idea for the program come from? Where was its genesis, Richard?
Well, we've been working with dads for about 20 years around this time, and seeing that dads are disconnected from most health services around this period. They're very busy. They don't really have time to come to things, and we've done our best to get them to come into things. But we thought that it might be better to go to where they are. So that's why the messages don't ask them to do anything like turn up at the clinic or something. They just say, here's some information, and they give them lots of links. So we give them links to other websites that we know work, and every 3 weeks we ask them how they're going. So that gives them a chance to check in. If they're really struggling, then they get a phone call. But most dads don't need that. Most dads check in and say, yeah, they're doing okay, or they're struggling a bit, but... And then we give them a website to have a look at, those sorts of things. That's what the service offers.
Richard, it sounds like there's a lot of great stuff in there, and I think that the guys will certainly appreciate the part that you've mentioned a couple of times there, that you don't have to do anything. We like that sort of thing.
We do.
Now, Richard, just finally, how do we sign up for the service?
It's free. It's a randomised controlled trial, so you get a 50-50 chance of getting everything, or the light version. That's what the trial is testing. So you sign up by going to SMS4Dads, that's the number 4dads.com, and the screen's there. You just sign up on your laptop.
Richard, again, keep up the good work with that service. It sounds like it's heralding results. I know a couple of people that have actually signed up for it, and it's working okay for them as well. So thank you your time. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Mark.
That is Associate Professor Richard Fletcher talking about SMS for Dads.